just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast.
Welcome to the Just a Moment Podcast, the Jam Pod, where we pause to reflect on life through the lens of poetry and prose. I am Sean N. Graham, your host, and I'm a poet, I'm an author, and I am a speaker. Now, you might be wondering, if you're new to the podcast, why the name Just a Moment? It's simple. Moments are all we will ever get in this lifetime. And I'm here to remind you to utilize life's everyday moments that God sends your way. All of them, the good ones, the bad ones, the happy ones, yes, even the sad ones. Now, you also may be wondering why I use poetry and prose as the backdrop. It's because those are the gifts God gave me. He gave me the gift and the opportunity to write, and so I share those with the world. I use them to lift him up. And so the essence of the Just a Moment podcast is not only to remind you to use every moment that you get, but to also use the gifts that God saw fit to bless you with. The Jam Pod has made it to season 3. Yes, we are in our third season. We officially started on this journey on March 18th of this year. But unofficially, we started in June of 2024. And what a journey we have been on. So we have had our share of trials and errors, recorded episodes that never aired. We've had to pause when my dad passed away in December of 2024, right? We've had setbacks with equipment failures, no sound on full recordings. Can you imagine? Crisis behind the scenes. But we kept on going. And now we have made it to season 3. God gets all of the glory. And so I want to thank you. Thank you, thank you, and thank you for taking this journey with me. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Thank you for sharing the episodes. Thank you for commenting. Just know that I am truly, truly grateful. I don't take it lightly that you stop for just a moment to give ear, to give thought to what I had to say here on the Just a Moment podcast. If you are new to the Just a Moment podcast, thank you for stopping by, and I pray you continue to listen to the episodes each week. I pray that you will find value in what is shared in this space and that there is a connection between my thoughts and your heart. Now, if you have not yet subscribed to the podcast, I'm inviting you to do so. And while you are there, hit the notification bell so you will be notified once the new episodes are available. And a new episode is released on Tuesdays, 9 a.m. It's Eastern Standard Time, wherever you get your podcasts. So you can find us on Apple Podcasts, you can YouTube, definitely, RSS.com, Amazon Music, wherever podcasts are available, you will find the Just a Moment podcast. And after you've listened, please leave us a comment, share your thoughts. I would love to chit-chat with you. Let me know how the episode spoke to something on the inside of you. Before we jump into the reflections for today, let me share some announcements with you. You know, we ended season 2 with our guest, Nicholas Kaye, whose inspiring song, Press On, Press On, reminded us all to keep going and never giving up, right? And then after that, we took a short break. And so we're back, and this is the first episode in season 3. And so we'll be catching you up on all that's been happening here at the Jam Pod behind the scenes. Now, even though we paused recording, the work never stopped. We've been busy developing projects, planning new releases, and preparing to take the Just a Moment podcast to a whole nother level. And so on October 1st, we launched the 31-day prayer challenge, where each day we pause for just a moment to pray. If you get a chance and you visit, well, I would love for you to do so actually. Visit our Facebook page, whether it's the Just the Moment podcast page or Sean and Graham, and you'll find the daily videos. Each one is a single reminder to stay grounded in faith. We invite you to pray with us, to pray for us, to pray alongside us. We invite you to share your own prayers, right, as we journey together through this month of reflection and renewal. We're stopping for just a moment, morning, noon, or night, or even the times in between that. I'm encouraging you to stop for just a moment and lift up a petition, lift up your prayer to God. Join the challenge with me. Now, here's something special. For those who join the 31-day prayer challenge, you will get early access to our upcoming prayer book, Just a Moment in Prayer, 31-day prayer journal. It's an ebook. Simply drop us a note at justamoment.live and you can receive your free copy directly once distribution begins. And finally, I'm inviting you to mark your calendars for Just a Moment in Prayer, Communion and Conversations. And that's our monthly prayer gathering. It happens on October 25th, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. That's Eastern Standard Time via Zoom. It's 1 hour of connection, reflection, and prayer as we grow together in faith. What better way to wind down your Saturday evening but in God's Word and in prayer? So join me. Let us reflect on God's words. Let us be encouraged by His words. And then we will pray. I am looking forward to seeing you there. Now, the title for today's reflection is Change Lanes, Change Your Life. Change lanes, change your life. I hope this strikes a nerve with you. I hope it sits on you for a minute. I was taking my daughter to school this weekend because she was heading out for a weekend retreat with an impact leadership group from her school. And as we were traveling on the street leading up to her school, there was this delivery truck driving ahead of us. And on the back of the truck were these words, "Change lanes, change your life." That hit me like a ton of brick as I looked at it, and I knew exactly what I was going to share in this episode. Right? I'm just going to go straight into the point. I'm going to be direct. You're here on this highway called life, and you have not been getting the results you are expecting. And suddenly you realize that you had been staying in the same lane all this time. You want to be a better teacher, but you have not gone back to school to get the certification. Come on now, that will improve not only your qualifications, but could also increase your pay. Staying in the same lane. You want to be a better a highly recognized or a better accountant, but you have not gone back to school to get that accounting license. Staying in the same lane, right? You want to be a better parent, like me, yes, but you won't take that parenting class or join that parenting group because you don't want anyone else to know that you shout at your kids sometimes. But if you go, you will find out that they shout at their kids too, staying in the same lane. You want God to bring you great things, but you have not stopped to thank him for the little things he has already given you. Come on, staying in the same lane. So you keep telling yourself that you want peace, but you never come to the Prince of Peace. Staying in the same lane. Think about that. Chasing after quality lives instead of spending quality time in the presence of the one who really matters. Same lane. Same lane. You know, I could go on and on, but I know you get the picture. You get the picture. You have been riding in the same lane for so long that it comes naturally and it feels normal. Now you may also ask, can one be moving and is stagnant at the same time? Think about that. Yes, yes. If you have not shifted your direction, not shifted your attitude, not shifted your perception, you're moving in the same lane. And here comes October 14th, and God is sending you this message. Change lanes. Change your life. What are you going to do with it? Are you willing to deviate from the lane you are in right now to get to the place God created for you to be in? Think about that. Think about that. Think about what will changing your lane look like. Because the truth is, sometimes you can't just switch to the other lane. We understand that. You have to check your mirrors, watch the other vehicles. You have to assess distance, how close or how far away they are, right? You get in preparation mode to move over at the right time, right? Have you ever wondered how many exits we have missed because we didn't change lanes? And the harsh reality is we cannot blame anyone else because we were the ones driving the vehicle. Ah, yes, the missed opportunities because we never got prepared and we never moved. We never moved. Why is this message coming at this time? Change lanes, change your life. And now that God has sent you this message, you have to decide what you plan to do with it. What can you do right now? What can you do tomorrow? Will you make that move? Will you be strategic? Will you be logical about it? Come on. And don't ever think you can do it without prayer and God's direction, right? Because sometimes even when you get ready to change lanes, you hear that still voice say, wait a second, wait a second. And then you see that vehicle leaving your blind spot. Ah, and you say, wow. But guess what? You were willing to make a move. You are willing to make a move. Change lanes. Change your life. What lane have you been sitting in or riding in all this time? Not seeing any changes in your life. Not seeing any growth. Not seeing any new development. And you're wondering what's going on. Change lanes might mean you just have to drop the people you're with. Change your crowd. Think about that. Get new relationships. And when I say new relationships, I'm not talking in terms of maybe marriage or that kind of relationship. I'm talking in terms of getting new friends, getting new associates, new acquaintances. Join some group that can foster your growth and foster development. You've got to make a shift. Maybe God has laid it on your heart to get into politics, but you're not running with the right people right now. You have not done any community service. You have not changed lanes. How can you change your life? I don't know who this message is for. This message was for me, I know that. But who else needs to hear that it's time to change lanes and change your life? Change lanes and change your life. I know this reflection wasn't gonna be long today, because that was the message I wanted to share. It's time to change lanes so you can make an impact, so that you can leave a legacy, so you can live a fulfilled life. And it's all tied in to the Just the Moment podcast. Embrace your moments, use them, walk in them. Don't be scared, don't be afraid. However, even if you get afraid, even if you get scared, do it anyway. You know, sometimes you change lanes afraid or scared because, oh, what if I get hit? Doesn't matter. And you change it and you realize, oh, I didn't get hit. It's time, people. It's time, my friends. Change lanes and change your life. Guess what? I know I have some changes to make, and I will be changing some lanes so I can change my life. You know, it's been the norm on the podcast to share a poem after the reflection, but I'm led to pray instead of sharing a poem today, just to ask God to give us insight and foresight and give us the willpower to make that shift, make that move. And so today I'll share a prayer instead. Let us pray. Gracious God, eternal Father, how excellent is your name in all the earth. God, we come before you, not because we probably can, but because you have brought us to this place where we can stop and acknowledge that you are God, that you are our Father. You are our everything. You uphold us with your righteous right hand. And God, we just want to come humbly before you to honor you, God, to declare that you are the God of our lives. And so many times, God, I know we have disappointed you, Lord, when we haven't walked in our full potential, when we have not done all that you have called us to do, when we set to the side and refuse to even try to become all that you have called us to be and to become. And here you are today, God, giving us this message that it's time, wake up, it's time for us to get up and change lanes and change our lives and don't sit in mediocrity anymore, God, because you have equipped us with strength and grace and ability. God, you have given us talents. You said you've given each one a measure of faith, which means you give everybody something to hope for, since faith is a substance of things hoped for. God, you have equipped us. You've given us something to believe for, something to hope for. And God, so often we sit in the same lane on this highway called life, not willing, not wanting to make a change so that our lives can be different, our lives can be fulfilled, our lives can be impacted, and we can reach others. Others can see you in us, God. And the prayer in this moment is that you touch us, God, so that we can get up and go on and make that change, make that shift, so that our lives can be changed, God, and the world can see you in us, gracious Father. And if we are afraid, Lord, like that man said in the Bible, that father, when he asked for the healing of his son, he says, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. And so, God, the areas of my life where I have doubt, where I have fear, God, please increase our faith. Grant us the ability to trust your word. Your word said you'll never leave us. Your word said you have equipped us. Your word said you will provide for us, God. So let us believe your word and let us take the initiative to move. It doesn't matter what's going on in the world. We know who have all the power. We know who should get all the glory. And so, God, we're praying in this season, God, in this moment, for your children to get up, God, for your children to be willing, God, give them the strength and the ability to shift, God, to change lanes and change our lives. Father God, you promised never to leave us nor forsake us. And so we know you're with us in the good times and the bad times. We know you're with us in the moments that you allow us to see. God, when you wake us up each day, you have already granted us the ability to move. You've already granted us the ability to shift. So let us walk, God, not contrary to your word, not contrary to your will, not contrary to your way, but to shift, change lanes so that our lives can change. And we can run on and say, see what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done. What he has promised me has come to pass. See what the Lord has done. And God, we will be mindful, O Lord, to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. For you alone, O Lord, deserves it all. And it is in the mighty name of Jesus, your Son, our Savior, and the soon-to-come King, that we pray and give you thanks. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, that you are sending us forth to change lanes and change our lives. Amen. And so we will meet again next week, same place, same time, yes, on the Just a Moment podcast, The Jamper. Just remember, new episodes are available every Tuesdays, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, wherever podcasts are available. Moments that are gone do not come back. They cannot be recaptured and they can never be retrieved. Please take a hold of life's everyday moments, the ones that God sends your way. Guess what? I am taking a hold of mine. And don't forget to put God first in all that you do. Be good to yourself and be true to who you are. Be true to whom God is calling you to be, whom he created you to become. Yes, be true to that person. And wherever you may find yourself this week, whatever journey you might be on, remember, change lanes and change your life. I am Sean N. Graham. I will see you next week on the Just a Moment podcast, The Jam Pod.
Just a moment to taste the newness of life. A moment to recognize that yesterday was survived. Embracing every minute and the seasons we have. For despite life's challenges, there is always a moment to be glad. Just a moment. Just a Moment podcast, where we pause to